Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! 'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
And all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I
Let's worship him. Let's love on him.
Dearer to my heart than anything.
help me sing, yeah. Sweeter.
Show your power, make your presence known.
every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things. But then, 'cause you never says in John 1 and 5 that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand it or overpower. What does that mean? God is so powerful. It doesn't matter what trial you find yourself in. It doesn't matter how big the mountain is. He's greater. And it's not even close. He's so much greater. And he has all power. He knows the end from the beginning, so you don't have to be afraid. Actually, you can rejoice before you see your prayer answered. Don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now. I don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now. I don't have to wait till... Come on, sing that with us. I can shout now. Oh, Lord. for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For though my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
Though my life you have been so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. So we give God glory. We give him the honor. Hallelujah. All glory, blessing, honor, praises, adoration goes to Almighty God. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Almighty God. We praise your glorious and your holy name, Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We praise you, O God. Father, we worship you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness, O God. Oh, Father God, how great is our God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Welcome to free conference calling. The conference has not started. We will now connect you to your call. There are 1 attendees in this conference.
Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. We honor you, Almighty God. We praise your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We bless you, O God. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Father, today we come to thy throne of grace, O God, and we ask you for mercy, O God. Lord, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory, O God. And we cry out to you for mercy, O God.
Conference muted.
You every morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy, O God. Lord, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Let your mercy reign, O God. We pray for mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus redeem us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. We soak our service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Our workplaces in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus, our spouses, our nieces and our nephews, oh God, let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel, the blood of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because there is power in the blood. We thank you because of the blood of Jesus. We have been redeemed back to you, Almighty God. So, Father, we thank you that we have entered into fruitfulness in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we have entered into the dominion mandate, O God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Genesis 1:28, O God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Ah, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, hallelujah. So this morning, God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, oh God, those that are connected to us, on our spouses, oh God, on our parents, oh God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on, oh God, upon our children, grandchildren, upon each and every one of us here this morning, in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we bless your name. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the anointing, oh God. Hallelujah, your anointing resting upon us. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, refresh our spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our bodies in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we love you, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, oh God, and the glory within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, send your holy angels to assist us this morning. Minister to us and do your biddings in our lives. Lord, let your perfect will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we adore you. We worship you, oh, sovereign God. Oh, mighty God, hallelujah, how awesome you are. Father, we thank you again, once again, and we will not stop thanking you, oh God. We'll not stop praising you or worshiping you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for making Allison's daughter whole. Thank you for healing her, oh God. Thank you for healing Mother Somerville and everyone that is under the sound of my voice. Lord, thank you for healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, when you heal, you make us whole. And so, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that Denise will be made completely whole, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we can appreciate what you've done for us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we'll not stray away, oh God, from your word, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we will have testimonies to tell others about how good you are and have been to us. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for Denise. I thank you for healing her. I thank you, oh, God, for Mother Somerville and everyone that's not feeling well, oh, God. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I pray, Lord, that if there's any irregularities in any one of our bodies, oh, God, any sickness, any illness you see and you know, we pray, oh, God, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, oh, God, for complete healing in the name of Jesus, oh, God, for complete restoration in the name of Jesus, oh, God. You see it. We command the body to come into alignment with the holy word of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, rid the body of any toxins, oh God. In the name of Jesus, flush our systems with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, any contamination, remove it, oh God. We submit ourselves to you. We surrender our bodies, oh, to you. Oh, God, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Father God, bless the work of our hands, oh God. Father God, I pray for those that have arthritis. Arthritis in the hands, arthritis in the knees, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your healing right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Pray these prayers over and over again. But your word said, without faith, it is impossible to please you, oh God. So, Father God, we pray, Lord, that even as we pray for those that are sick, those that are going through things, we pray for, let us have that faith, oh God. Not 99.9, but trust you 100% plus, oh God. Knowing what you said you have done, you will do it. You have done it in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, increase the faith, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Increase our trust and our hope in you, oh God. Almighty God, we walk by faith and not by sight. Father God, pour your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Almighty God, we bless you, oh God. We praise you, oh God, and we want to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we lift up Sierra Leone, oh God. We pray, oh God, for your divine intervention, oh God, all the chaos and all the confusion that's going on. Oh God, we ask you to intervene, oh God. Intervene in Sierra Leone, oh God. Intervene, oh God, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Make the crooked place of strength. Make a way where there's no way. We pray for those who lost their loved ones. We will pray that you comfort their hearts, oh God. Oh, Father God, we lift up the nation of Sierra Leone, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, my son, did he come? Arise, oh God, arise in your power, arise in your strength. In the name of Jesus, let the enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ be scattered in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will intervene also, oh God, in Liberia, oh God. Father God, we pray for your divine intervention. In the name of Jesus, make the crooked places straight, the way where there seems to be no way, oh God. You're God and you're God all by yourself. And so we thank you for your divine intervention. We thank you that you will open the ears of your people to hear the word. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, repent, turn from our wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven, and you will heal the land. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for complete restoration, O God. Father God, we thank you and we bless you, Lord. Restoration in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Almighty God, as I bring this word forth, let it not be me. Let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross all of you and none of me, O God. Lord, let your word come forth, power in the anointing of your Holy Spirit, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for Israel. Thank you for intervening for the nation of Israel, O God. And Hamas, thank you, Lord, intervening, O God. Thank you for your God of peace, your God of love. Teach us to love as you love us. And teach us to forgive as you forgive us. So this morning, as I've been under the anointing for a while, hallelujah, we praise God. But this morning, one of the things that the Lord brought to my attention this morning as I was deep in prayer, hallelujah, he brought about intercessors, hallelujah, and prayer warriors, hallelujah, hallelujah. So he brought up intercessors and he brought up prayer warriors. There are people that are on the wall all the time praying, not only in this ministry, but all over. If you're a prayer warrior and you're an intercessor and you pray the will of God, not our personal convictions or our choices, but pray the will of God. And God wants to applaud those who pray his will. Hallelujah. And the Lord took me back. He said, look at Ezekiel 22:30. And he said, and in Ezekiel 22:30, he said, I saw for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I fought none. What does this mean? Hallelujah. What is God saying? Hallelujah. He saw that. He said he's looking for that. He's looking for three intercessors. Did he say he's looking for a ministry? Did he say? He said, I sought a man. A man. Hallelujah. And it's great for us to pray together in oneness, in unity. hallelujah, and get into a closest relationship, hallelujah, and dedicate your life, not prejudiceness, no, that we need to have a clean hands and clean heart, hallelujah. And then in the name of Jesus, walking in that holiness and righteousness of God. This is somebody like Elijah could say, it must not rain for so many 3 years, and it did not rain. The prophets of the old could decree and declare a thing, and it will be established because they walk in the will of God. They did not walk according to their feelings or who they like and who they don't like. And I always say this, and those who know me know that I say God's ways are not man's ways. It's in the Bible. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. We cannot even come into comparing ourselves or say what God would do and what God wouldn't do. Hallelujah. He says, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land. So I would not destroy it. So God is, he's always looking for intercessors that can stand in the gap for our land, that can stand in the gap for the United States, that can stand in the gap for Liberia, that can stand. God is looking for intercessors. True and intercessors that walk in holiness and righteousness that can stand just one intercessor and command that chaos in Sierra Leone stop in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's looking for one intercessor. Hallelujah. Syria, one. For Israel, one, for all the countries and all the things that are in the chaotic world, one. Hallelujah. I remember when God said, I will not withhold these things from Ephraim when he went, so he could not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But there was no one because there were so many people in the land, and there was none. And that's what Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So if you do have no one to pray with, that's fine. If you have someone to pray with, it's good. It's good. You can pray with others. You can pray in the ministry. You can pray just like we pray on the prayer. But if you don't have no one to pray with for what you see going on in the United States, and you say you need other intercessors to help you. If you can't find no one, it's fine. You pray. Just make sure you're in the right stand with God so God can answer your prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name. So it's not complicated. But we Christians, we make things so complicated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so this is what God is going through and fro looking. And when we read this in Ezekiel, he couldn't find none. Because God does not want to destroy the land. He doesn't want, it's not his will. He prefers for us to repent to him and be naked before him. When I say naked, I'm talking about you come just as you are. Do come with haughtiness and pride. But let us come just as we are to God. Lord, have mercy upon me. When we pray for our children, we pray for mercy. We pray for our grandchildren, we pray for mercy. We pray for ourselves, we pray for mercy. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord took me, he said to me, I want you to look at the book of Joel. And I went to Joel 2 and he gave me, hallelujah, that he was right in Joel 2. God said in 13, rend your heart and not your garments. And turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious, merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent? leave a blessing behind, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priest, the minister of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy inheritance and thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his people, and pity, yea, the Lord may answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send corn. So what we need, Paul is looking for, I told you first, Ezekiel, an intercessor. He's looking for, then we look at intercessors where we come together and pray and repent. And you don't repent, oh God, I have mercy. Mercy upon yourself, myself. Mercy upon others. Because we can't think, if we think we are righteous and we're better than others, we're making a mistake. We repent on behalf of ourselves. We repent on behalf of the nations. And the Lord steps in. And so this morning, we look at the situation all around the world, but the Lord took me to Liberia. He said, the people that should be getting the praises and thanksgiving is our intercessors. The Lord said there are intercessors all around the world that prays, that really, really prayed and fasted for the nation of Liberia. The Lord said there are many intercessors even in Liberia. Nobody, they are unsung heroes. You might not even know who they are. They have, some of them have fasted for 40 days. Some have fasted for 3 days, but they're constantly in prayer. I'm not talking about the fake prophet. I'm talking about real, authentic men and women of God right there in Liberia. Hallelujah. That I've prayed. And the Lord said, pray, I am ministry. Pray for the intercessors, those who stood in the gap for Liberia. The intercessors in Liberia, number one. Pray for the intercessors around the world. Praying for intercessors and prayer warriors. God listens and hears their prayers. Oh, no, because this person did this. No, it's not what they did. You wrestle not against flesh and blood. You wrestle against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. So I don't care how much we talk and how much we say this and that. No, the battle is not a physical battle. That is, in Nigeria, it's not physical. It's a spiritual battle. It's good. It's the kingdom of darkness against the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So it is not. We think we bring this thing to the flesh level, but it's not the flesh level. It's the spirit realm. This is what is happening. There's a strong warfare going in the atmosphere, in the second heavens that is going on. There's a warfare because Satan do not want to give up Liberia. And the Lord is stepping in because the intercessors are praying, and not praying because of this president or that president, because God picks leaders. He will put who he wants to put there to accomplish his will, plan, and purpose. Hallelujah. To people that you might think they've been nothing. Why would God put this person? It's none of our business, my brothers and sisters. We don't question God. He puts who he wants to put there. Hallelujah. Because it's light and darkness, but the light overcomes the darkness. It is not about political leaders. It is about God's perfect will be done in the land. God is holy and God is righteous. And sometimes God will raise up people and raise and put lying spirits and have people act stupid and dumb because God will be ready to release his judgment. I cannot put him in the box. I don't even seek to question him. All I know is that we should pray for the intercessors of Liberia. Pray for the true, authentic intercessors for Liberia and Sierra Leone. We need to pray for intercessors, true, authentic intercessors. Oh, they might have 10, 20 churches in Liberia, 15,000. I don't care in Sierra Leone. But are all these people dedicated to God? No. The people you don't even see, they might not even have a church. It might be a woman right in a house, a prayer mother that's praying. Even if she could be in the United States, she could be in Sierra Leone, she could be anywhere. We need to pray for the intercessors. And so this morning, we're going to lift up the intercessors in Liberia, on the ground, on the soil. We're going to lift up the intercessors, the ones that God will listen and stop, not the ones that prophet lie. Intercessors in Sierra Leone, the one on the ground, that the Lord will strengthen them, that the Lord will hear their prayers, hallelujah, and that the Lord will raise up more authentic intercessors in the land. Let us pray. Almighty God, we pray for Liberia, oh God. First of all, we thank you for the intercessors on the ground. Oh, God, that is fasting even right now, fasting, oh, God. Those that nobody have heard their name, but you know their names. You know everything about them. We pray for them, oh, God. They have made it their burden to tarry day in and day out for the nations, nation of Liberia. They have, oh, God, tarry in and out, oh, God. We pray for them, and we pray for their families. Lord, hallelujah, you bless the midwives. These are midwives who pray for your kingdom to come and your will to be done in Liberia. In the name of Jesus, you bless the midwives after the prayer that did according to what you wanted. Father God, I pray for every intercessor in the nation of Liberia that you have chosen, that you have heard their prayer. That you will not only you will bless them and bless their families like you did with the midwives in Exodus. I pray, Lord, for the intercessors in Sierra Leone that's right now praying, not the popular ones. You know who they are, oh God. Right now they are in constant prayer and fasting for Sierra Leone. In the name of Jesus, they are on the ground, oh God, interceding. So, Lord, I pray that you will bless them as you bless the midwives, oh, God, because they're doing things according to your will, plan, and purpose. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh, God, for the intercessors in Israel, Christian intercessors, Messianic Jews that are in prayer praying. Oh, God, I pray, Lord, that you will bless them, oh, God, and reward them, oh, God. Father, strengthen the intercessors in Israel. Let there be peace, oh, God, in the name of Jesus that is on the ground, oh, God. Lord, I pray for the intercessors on the ground of Ukraine, oh, God, in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus that you, Lord, you will hear their prayers, oh, God. Father, strengthen them, the ones in Liberia on the ground, the ones in Sierra Leone on the ground, the ones in Israel on the ground, the ones in Ukraine, those four nations we pray for this morning in the name of Jesus. Well, Lord, we will not forget about the United States, the fifth one. We pray for prayer warriors and intercessors in the United States. Oh, God, that authentic prayer warriors that is praying for this nation, oh, God, strengthen them, oh, God. Father God, show them what to do and what not to do. Give them divine instructions, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray for a greater anointing for prayer intercession to rest upon each and every one of them. Intercessors in the United States that's praying for this nation. Intercessors in Liberia, oh, more God, more grace, more anointing. Intercessors, Israel, you, more grace, more anointing. Intercessors and prayer warriors, oh God. In Israel, more grace, more anointing, oh God, intercessors for in Ukraine right now, oh God, more grace, more anointing. Lord, you said you saw it and you will save the land, oh God, because of that prayer, like the midwives, oh God, the midwives feared God, and they did what was right in the sight of God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will bless all those that have been interceding, oh God, for this nation, and you will bless them exceedingly abundantly above all that they can think or ask of, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, more grace and glory will rest upon them. And Lord, I pray for the intercessors here, intercessors around the globe that are interceding for Liberia, interceding for Sierra Leone, interceding for the United States, interceding for Israel, interceding for Ukraine. Lord, I pray that you will bless them also, oh God. I pray for greater grace, greater anointing to rest upon each and every one, oh God, of the intercessors and the prayer warriors. Thank you, Lord, for raising up intercessors and prayer warriors. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Thank you for joining us. In Jesus' name, amen.